because it's an open context, we say context because there is no criteria for consecration to contest election. We are unable to register quality aspects in the election process. So anybody who has money to buy a phone and is otherwise 18 years qualified by the terms of the constitution, who to buy a phone on a political side or from a political party office that wants to contest the election. Never mind that he will be unable to represent the people of people and contribute to shape the national discourse. That is the problem. There are people who have been three candidates in parliament who have never spoken in parliament. A person must have the requisite qualification to represent people. That requisite qualification will definitely have something to do with his confidence level because of the qualification.
So you think because the qualifications are not up to standard, people don't really have the confidence to contribute?
Examples abound.
Can you give us some examples?
I wouldn't even give you examples. There are lots of examples. If you just cut your eyes, look at the last paragraph, everything from and look, you know, a lot of examples. And that is why, because there's no qualification criteria, everybody goes in. So the qualification criteria now becomes how much you can pay for it. So that is introducing a corruption into the selective process. Because people know that if you have enough money to pay delegates, they will get elected to council. And the delegates are not concerned with the work that happens in parliament. That's what they're doing. So if we look at it any way, my call on political parties to at least set a minimum criteria for a person to come on their team, not come to parliament. You can contest it, but if you think that you have people like you and then I have for you abide by the qualification criteria of political parties, then you want to start the person. That's your matter. But I'm saying that the political parties must ensure minimum qualification for persons who want to contest on their ticket to start parliament.
But if we're talking about the qualification, do you have any specific educational background you're looking at?
The previous constitution gives indications of it. It is just this constitution that doesn't give indication of parliament. People who have come to parliament who have first known someone, and who can speak some level of English, express themselves effectively in the language.
But if you're pushing this agenda, Honorable, do you have any specifics in mind? Maybe a first degree, a minimum first degree, or master's?
A person who finishes secondary school, high school. The minimum qualification should be you must be a secondary school leaver.
Okay.
Or senior high school leaver. Hmm. Then you can take it up there. So even if you're a high school leaver, you can speak at least English. And then, yes, then you are.
Okay. But
even if you're a business man, you must have a public school.